Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Finolex Industries, hosted by Investec Capital Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah, Head of Mid-Market Coverage and ESG from Investec. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ritesh. Thank you all for joining the conference call. We have with us from the Finolex management, Mr. Mat, Managing Director, Mr. Vaibhav, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Kedia, Deputy CFO. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Mat for his continuous support and guidance over last decade, and also we wish him very best for the next phase of his life. Also we'll take the opportunity to congratulate Mr. Vaibhav and Mr. Kedia as they step into new roles, as Managing Director and CFO respectively. I'll request Mr. Mat for initial remarks, and sir, if you could please touch upon the announced management role changes for the wider benefit of all, that would be great. Over to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ritesh, and good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to this investor conference call for quarter four FY22 and full year FY22 earnings release. Thank you for your continued interest in Finolex Industries Limited. The company has once again reported robust set of financial numbers by reporting the highest ever quarterly and annual revenues. PVC prices, after touching all-time high of $1,900 per metric ton, has now come down to $1,500 level. The demand scenario remained robust with growth in volumes. The company's operating performance has consistently shown a good improvement. Let me give you some performance indicators for Q4 of financial year 2022, as well as for the full year of financial year 2022. Q4 FY22 highlights. Total income from operations was rupees 1,595 crores for quarter four, up by 28% against rupees 1,249 crores in last year's quarter four. On the full year basis, revenues grew by 34% to rupees 4,647 crores against rupees 3,462 crores. Volume in pipes and fittings segment grew by 30.5% to 78,629 metric tons in Q4 2022 against 60,232 metric tons in Q4 last year. The segment reported the growth of 11.7% to 236,895 metric tons in FY22 against 212,060 metric tons in FY21. EBITDA, excluding exceptional items, stood at rupees 264.66 crores for Q4 2022. This is down by 35.5% against rupees 410.05 crore for quarter four 2021. EBITDA, excluding exceptional items for the year 2022, was 3.5% up to rupees 1,224 crores against rupees 989 crores in FY21. PAT, excluding exceptional items, or sorry, including exceptional items for the quarter, up by 66% at rupees 494 crores against rupees 297 crores for quarter four 2021. On a full year basis, PAT, including exceptional items, was 1,053 crores, up by 45% against rupees 728 crores last year. The company reported an exceptional gain of rupees 376 crore on account of assignment of leasehold rights on land during the quarter. Now, getting into segmental performance, EBIT in the resin segment was down by 52% on year-on-year basis at rupees 157 crores in quarter 4 22. For the full year, the segment reported a growth of 4% to rupees 723 crores compared to last year FY 2021. EBIT in pipes and fittings segment, on the other hand, has increased by 36% to rupees 94 crore in quarter 4 22 compared to quarter 4 21. For the full year, the segment reported a stable performance with marginal fall of 0.4% to rupees 250 crores from rupees 251 crores last year. The company had a net cash surplus of rupees 1550 crores as on 31st March 22. Now, before I leave this floor open to the questions, I think let me thank all of you for the support that you have given to Finolex. I am retiring by this month end, and I am handing over my charge to Mr. Wabi, whom you have already met. So you have, I believe that I am leaving this company on the stronger hands, and we will see that Finolex grows under his leadership in the near future. So while I will be answering few questions, anything on the future guidance, Mr. Wabi and Mr. Kedia will be taking your questions and they will be answering more. I won't be able to give any further guidance on the next year's performance. It will be better that they handle this question. At the same time, I will be adding wherever there is possibility to answer your other questions on technology or any other things. Okay. So thank you, gentlemen, for the support you have given, as well as the support that you will be giving to my new colleagues. Okay. Thank you. So I'll leave this floor open to the questions to all the investors now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from your question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I'll just start with the first question until we have a question queue. So my question is on the balance sheet. We have monetized a part of the land bank. There's a lot of cash on the books. How should one look at incremental capital allocation? If at all, if you're looking at any particular capex, where it could be? If not, is there any particular timeline on dividends that one can expect? So that's the first question, then we'll go to the question queue. Thank you.
Morning, Ritesh. So on capex front, we hope to incur 200 to 50 crores over the next 1.5 years. We also understand large amount of cash should not and will not remain in the books for long. So decision on that will be taken soon.
Sure. Ruthita, we can go to the question queue. I'll join the question queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning and thanks for the opportunity. And as Ritesh said, congratulations to the entire team, Sanjayji, for the contribution guidance and best wishes to Anilji and Neeraj for more responsibilities. Sir, first question on pipe volumes. You know, we could see the number pretty strong for the quarter. We understand the agri season pickup, but how about non-agri? It looks like you were very aggressive during the quarter. I can also see that from the balance sheet, because the debtor days have increased a bit. My sense is you mentioned about higher credits, you know, to be offered on that business. So if you could help us understand the growth strategy and the planning for fiscal 23, and purely this is in, obviously in light with falling PVC pricing, because you're seeing another 10 rupee cut now from the Lions. You know, and channel might behave very differently because, you know, we saw that during October to December, a lot of destocking. So on that background, if you could just help us understand how should we think about the business in terms of growth for fiscal 23, that's the first question.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Rahul. See, on non-agri, our growth in this quarter, we did roughly 23,000 tons in non-agri, which is a growth of 23% over last year. And on a full year basis, it is 27% growth. So and when you talk about the data on the balance sheet, if you see, PVC prices have gone up. And as our share of non-agri inches up, so we had a non-agri-agri mix of 25% 2 years ago in terms of volume, which was 29% last year. And this year we've ended at 33%. And continuing with the same philosophy and the same strategy, going forward also, the non-agri basket will grow in proportion. In fact, in value terms, it is more than 40% for this financial year. And that is why you see the data slightly being more. But if you see, on a we don't give any long extended credits even in non-agri. Credit days generally range between 30 to 60 days. And if you see what is outstanding there is roughly 45 days of non-agri sales if you take it.
Got it. And how should we look for the year in terms of growth for volumes?
Again, double-digit growth is something that we are vying for. Hopefully now we are at least, I am personally confident that we are behind, the corona is behind us. So those blips we should not see. This year, April was kind of lukewarm because prices were going down, PVC prices. But now as we speak, market seems to be picking up. Though still not at the, you know, the peak that we have seen 2 years ago, but still we are seeing pretty strong demand right now, both from agri and non-agri.
Right, sir. And then I'll come back in the queue. On the outlook on spreads, so obviously the profitability for resins is halved almost quarter on quarter. I thought the Jan-Feb started well, but I think Feb and March was not good on those spreads. So it would help us understand some outlook for the next 6 months, very short term, on what you think about resin profitability and help us with the fourth quarter and the current trends on the PVC EDC, PVC VCM spreads, along with PVC and ethylene prices, please. Thank you.
So broadly, right now, PVC prices are around $1,500. EDC is around $680. And VCM is around $1,270. The PVC EDC delta is roughly $850. And PVC VCM delta is $250. You are right. The resin spreads have reduced, obviously, because see, there's always a lag between, while though direct, not directly relatable, PVC prices move for various reasons, not necessarily because of raw material price changes, and raw material prices also change, you know, not keeping in mind PVC, not keeping PVC in mind. So in November, December, January, we saw the raw material prices, especially EDC, going up. And with PVC prices coming down, and that is the impact that you see in the reduced or contracted margins for the resin segment in Q4. But see, future, we'll see how the market goes, because there are other factors also which come into play. There is slowdown in China, so material being pushed into India, which is also affecting the PVC prices in the country. So it remains to be seen, Rahul, how the delta moves going forward.
The numbers you gave was the current picture, right?
Yes.
What was the fourth quarter spread?
Fourth quarter PVC EDC was 727 and PVC VCM was 350.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll come back in with you. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the industry demand front. You mentioned that the demand is picking up in May as we speak. Could you help us understand what is the current channel inventory position in both agri as well as non-agri?
Sonali, as we have been saying, normally, dealers don't keep inventory when the prices are volatile. In normal times also, they don't keep inventory of more than 8 days. but more so in the volatile times. Now PVC price has just gone down by 10 rupees. So I don't think dealers are carrying large inventories, and volumes have picked up, but then as Neeraj said, we are not seeing the peak which we normally should see in the peak season.
Understand. So, and from 1st of April till now, what is the cumulative decline in PVC prices?
The prices dropped by 10 rupees yesterday and 6 rupees before that.
Got it. So my second question is regarding the CPVC. Could you help us with the volumes as well as the value that we did in Q4 this quarter versus last year?
So in terms of volumes, CPVC pipe fitting together, we were 3,600 tons this quarter. On a full year basis, we reached 13,000 tons as compared to 9,600 tons last year. So,
got it.
So on a full year basis, there's a growth of 35% in CPVC in terms of volumes.
And value?
Value this quarter was roughly 130 crores.
And full year?
Full year roughly 450 crores.
And full year last year?
280 crores.
Got it. So my last question is, could you help us with the delta of PVC EDC in Q4 FY21, last year Q4?
So last year Q4, Q1 PVC EDC, right?
877 on PVC EDC.
877, correct.
And PVC VCM 331.
Thank you, sir. This is helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking the question. So on the distribution side, can you give a color by year end, how many a dealer or a sub-dealer you end with?
So Praveen, we have close to 900 dealers and 22,000 plus retail touch points.
Okay, so we have not added much in an entire year in this. So we are...
When you look at the total number, yes, probably we don't see a much higher increase. But what we have done, and we spoke about this even in the last couple of quarters, what we are doing is we are kind of profiling dealers who, with whom. So what we are doing is we are kind of analyzing which dealers is good for us, who is performing, not performing. So we have kind of put a certain internal benchmark, which is not very rigid, but somebody below a certain threshold or who is not growing, we are kind of asking them to be our secondary dealers and not primary dealers. So we are improving the quality of the dealers that we have. So you may not see a very, very large jump in the number per se, but in terms of the qualitative dealers that we have, that is steadily growing.
Any geographical penetration in that? Increasing.
Okay. We are strong in West and South. We are focusing on South, West as well as North and also East.
Okay. And the second question is related to the CAPEX for a year 23 or 24, if you can guide us.
So roughly 200-250 crores for the next one and a half years.
That is for a capacity insured plastic pipe?
Yes. Pipes and resin together. Sorry, Praveen, but your voice is not very clear.
So, you are saying capacity increase in both the...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sahai, but your voice is breaking, sir. Can you please check?
Yeah. Am I audible now? Fine.
You hello. Are audible, but there is a slight breaking in your voice.
Should I go ahead or should I come back?
Yeah.
Yes,
now we can hear you.
Yeah. So, I was just inquiring on that. Like as you said, that's the capex of a 250 odd crore. That is for both the segments. You are taking some capacity hike in the resin business as well.
No, there's no capacity hike. Reason, it's only the replacement of assets.
Okay.
And basically, in pipes also, right now, there's no capacity addition. It is only in fittings that we're adding more molds.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. And related to the land, the half the land you already monetized. The another half is also expected to monetize in this financial year.
Should happen. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any color on the your Phenolex Alcyon number? Plus one.
Yeah. So just a minute. So 3.6 crore was the profit that they made, and we 3.8 crore, sorry, and we consolidated 1.5 crores in the financials.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. And congratulations to Vavi sir on elevation. Just had two questions from my end. Firstly, on the current pricing trends today, yesterday, as you said, the price has fallen by around 10 odd rupees. Just wanted to know what is the scenario currently. Is there any more anticipation falling prices? And what is the kind of a volumes that we started seeing from China? Given that we heard that there is volume weakness in China and, you know, a lot of material is getting imported in India. So just wanted to get some sense there from you.
You know, as Neeraj says, material from China has started coming. You know, there was earlier anti-dumping duty which has been removed from February. And today, the demand in China is pretty low because of the lockdowns. So whatever they are producing, they are trying to push out. So there are a lot of orders being booked in India. That is why we see softness in prices in India. So even after this drop of 10 rupees, the Chinese offers may come lower, but we'll have to wait and see what happens to the prices.
So in that regard, there can be further pressure on the prices for the domestic market by Reliance.
There could be. There could be.
Understood that. And what's the impact that we are seeing on agri demand since we've already lost two seasons? Is it good from the affordability angle that, you know, now we start generating good amount of demand from the agri side, or you think that, you know, such kind of volatility and further expectation of price falls will kind of, you know, let go of even this season?
See, earlier we used to hear that the people are waiting on the, generally on the sideline for prices to correct. But as you rightly said, it's been 2 years. So there will be many who, instead of now waiting, will go ahead because they can't wait endlessly.
So we've already started seeing some amount of pickup is what you are highlighting.
Yes.
Understood, sir. So one last one from my end. Could you also, you also mentioned the current prices for PVC, EDC. Can I get same numbers for Q4?
So Q4.
PVC and VCM prices.
Yeah. So Q4 PVC was $1563, EDC was $835, and VCM was $1213.
Got that, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and I'll call you back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. And best wishes for Sanjay sir for his future life. So my question is, what is? Can you comment? What is this exceptional income?
So Vipul, hi, Neeraj. So we have a land parcel in Chinchwad. So last year our board had given a go ahead that we can dispose of because this is a leasehold land. So this exceptional income is the income at the, or the gain that we have accrued by assigning the rights on half of the land.
And the money has come?
Yes. Transaction completed, money came before 31st March.
So this is for half of the land parcel, and half is still with us, right?
Yes, roughly half, yes. Huh.
And sir, can you comment on prices of other raw materials like ethylene also vis-a-vis PVC means how they are behaving. They are also falling in the same proportion as PVC?
No. So ethylene prices and raw material prices were going up, in fact, when PVC prices were coming down. Of late, very recently, we see some correction in the raw material prices. Ethylene is currently at $1,220. For the quarter, it was $1,187. And for the same quarter last year, it was $960.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Just bookkeeping questions. What are the total amount received for the assignment of rights? Because I think 375 CR is the gain. So could help me with the total amount received and the tax paid on the transaction fee?
Sorry?
If you could help me with the total amount received for 34.88 acres and the tax paid on the same amount, please.
So 376 is before tax, and the tax is about 20% from this transaction.
Okay, I thought the 375 number was the gain. So I thought the book value, so there is no book value, right?
It is the gain. It is the gain on the transaction. And as you know, the value of the land in the books was very low. We had bought it ages back. So that was about 1 crore or 2 crore, very small.
Okay, okay, got it. And just one last thing on the dividend. So, you know, obviously you highlighted that the money won't be retained for a long time. But at the same time, you're also saying at 1.5 year, the capex plan is freezed at 200 crores. I think that can easily be internally funded. So, sir, could you help us understand, you know, what is holding back the decision of sharing this money with shareholders?
No, no. Of course, as Neeraj said, we will not keep large cash on our balance sheet. So, if we don't undertake any new large capex, money obviously will flow back to the shareholders.
Sure, sir. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amanjit Singh from Oculus Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, Amanjit.
Yes. So, just wanted to confirm one thing. As for the current prices, the spread of PVC VCM is about $350 that you had mentioned during the quarter. And currently, the spread is $250, did you say?
Yes.
So because one of our peers in the recent commentary said that they're still seeing the spreads at about 325 to 400. So just wanted to understand why the difference.
Can you repeat your question, Amanjit? Sorry.
Sir, I just wanted to understand whether the spreads were falling from $350 in the previous quarter to currently $250. Because one of our peers in their recent con call said that the spreads are kind of firm between $325 to $400. So there was just a difference in commentary. That is why I asked.
Comment on
these numbers are from Platts. These are published numbers. You can also verify them. So the numbers at the quarter four are given as the average numbers of the quarter four, and that is 349 or 350. Whereas the presently the prices of PVC have been correcting and they have come down. And so the spread has also gone down.
Okay. Okay, sir, thank you.
Even if you take 10 rupees down today or yesterday, it will be further going down, you know. It is not necessary that it will be static. So the numbers which are given by anyone, they have a reference of time.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning. My question pertains to first, could you share the fittings revenue for the fourth quarter and third quarter in FY22?
Sorry, can you please repeat?
Fittings revenue for fourth quarter and third quarter and FY22.
So fittings, we had a revenue of 240 crores this quarter. Last year it was 160 crores. For the full years, we have around 760 crores.
760 crores, okay. And for third quarter, December quarter?
190 crores.
190 crores. And could you repeat again the CPVC volumes which you had? It is, you mentioned
13,000 tons.
No, no, for the quarter.
3,600 tons.
3,600, okay. And so that makes for the full year at 13,000, right?
Yes.
Okay. And coming to this, sir, what would be our, you know, volume proportion, resin manufacturing through the EDC route?
So I think we have 60% on the EDC route.
And
40% from the VCM route.
Okay. So, this is the current quarter we are seeing that, you know, there is a similar, you know, one of them has gone up. And there is a similar decline in the, you know, compression margin or spread compression in the second half in the VCM route, right?
Yes.
From 730, we are close to it. There is $100 jump. And
yeah, we had a unplanned shutdown for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That is why VCM route is more than the EDC route. Similarly, VCM supplies also were disturbed. Because of QVC.
Okay, no, this is you're talking about Q4?
Q4, yeah.
Okay. No, I'm saying, talking about June quarter, as you talk about the spread has gone up in case of the PVC EDC route, whereas it has come down by around $120 in case of the VCM route. So on a net basis, you would be having similar spread?
That is, you're right, but see, these are daily volatile prices.
Mm-hmm.
They keep on changing. Right now, as we speak, these prices are changing. So what will happen in full quarter, it is difficult to say now.
Right. Understood. And sir, resin prices correcting, and you said the demand remains strong. You know, what is happening at dealers' level? Are they, you know, stocking, you know, the stocking at normal levels, or are they, you know, moving with cautious inventory levels?
So, Rajesh, as Mr. Babu said earlier, generally also dealers don't keep very large inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a falling price scenario, they become more cautious. And that is the same behavior that we are expecting, and that is how the market is behaving today also.
Okay. And are you able to pass on these price decline with a lag? I mean, are you able to retain some of it, or is there enough competition to pass it on at the first instance?
Generally, the industry itself is pretty disciplined, and that is how traditionally it has been. Any in the prices of PVC, be it upwards or downwards, they are passed on to the dealers very quickly, almost simultaneously. Obviously, there is some lag of 2-3 days or 5 days a week. Otherwise, generally, these are passed on.
Okay, because why I'm asking this, November, December last year when prices were just shooting up, we were, managements were commenting that, you know, there is a lag of 2 to 3 weeks versus 1 week in the cost pass through. So,
and in Q3 was, in beginning of Q3 prices started rising.
Correct.
And after somewhere during the mid of the quarter, prices started falling. And there were torrential rains, which very badly impacted the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So those factors also keep playing a role, but generally speaking, traditionally and even today, price passing on is a very disciplined thing in the industry. They are eventually maybe a lag of a week or so, but they are passed on.
Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for sir. Couple of questions. Bobby sir, when you indicated that we might look at a large capex, sir, how should one understand this? Like we appreciate 200-250 crores pertaining to increase in molds, but when we say large capex, what is it that this could be, and how should one understand this?
Ritesh, there is nothing on the drawing board right now.
I said we will look at the options, and in reasonable time, if there's no project being undertaken, that money will go back to the ship.
Okay. So I think. Sir, if I put it the other way around, if we were looking at, say, mass balancing or scope of improvement on operational parameters, are there any particular variables that we might look at over next 2 to 3 years?
That keeps on happening anyway, but that doesn't entail large capex.
Okay, fair thing. Sir, secondly, can you highlight the agri versus non-agri, the volume mix which was there in FY21 and FY22?
He has needed volume. In terms of two, we were at, this ratio was 63-37, which in the current year is 59-41.
That helps. And sir, just last one question. You did indicate about the duties being taken off. I think it was in two parts. There was an element of $147 which was there, which has been taken off. And after that, correct me if I, that now also you have duties of nearly 11%. Is that number right? This is after 14th.
It depended on the particular supplier.
Okay. But if we, so hypothetically, if we are looking at the larger exporters out of China, is that number of 11% still there? If that is the number, I was just trying to arrive at.
Now this normal duty of 10% applies to them also.
Correct. And sir, how much would be the freight if one looks at it on a per ton basis? If the 1450 is the spot rate, if I just put on that incremental import duty of 10%, how much is the freight that one should consider to arrive at an import parity math on pricing?
But freight applies to all locations. Wherever we import from, there will be a freight cost.
Okay. But sir, how much could that be, specifically if it is Chinese?
I have no idea.
Chinese will be somewhere around $40 for PVC. Whereas if it is coming from Middle East side, it will be less. But most of the Asia-Pacific region, where it is either it is Taiwan, it is Japan, it is Korea, like LG, Hanwha or China, all these are from Asia-Pacific. The distances are same, so almost there are about $40.
Sure, perfect. And sir, one last question for Matap. One of the larger groups, basically they are also setting a PVC resin plant, and they are going by the calcium carbonate route. They talk about circular economy, putting on hydrogen, solar power, everything. Sir, how do you think the cost curve will be different versus the way in which we produce? We are actually converters, but given they have captive coal, can the cost curve be very different, and can it impact the local market premium for PVC resin, say, 2 years, 3 years out, whenever that plant stands commercialized?
I think the route, calcium carbide route, by compared to the ethylene route, is definitely costly because it is more energy intensive. Now, the cost of making energy by solar park, which that group is trying to do, I think that will reduce their energy cost. See, the carbide route will require coal. It will also require limestone to make calcium carbide. So that is a furnace. So there is an energy. Secondly, after making calcium carbide, you make acetylene, but you need HCl. So you have to have a caustic chlorine plant. That again is an hydrolyzer, which also requires energy. So then you react this acetylene with HCl and make VCM. So the VCM made from carbide route by itself is definitely energy intensive. Now the cost of energy will depend upon how you make the energy, whether it is coal-based power plant or it is a solar-based green energy. So this will depend upon, I think they are putting up a big green solar park. Getting a particularly EIA is a question which they will know better. But environmental clearance on carbide route is definitely is quite challenging compared to the ethylene route. I can't talk about somebody else's costing structure. So these are all generalized statements that how carbide route is there, and that is why people are not doing carbide route in India.
Correct. So that's very helpful. So just one incremental question. Is there anything that we can do with our plant configuration to optimize on the cost further?
I think the costs are almost stabilized, in the sense that whatever operations are there, there is hardly any technology change that has really happened. It all depends upon how you source your raw materials. The profitability of making PVC depends upon how you source your feedstocks and how they are compared to. So there again, it is being dependent on imports. And with international pricing, there is hardly anything that you can do on the feedstocks.
Okay.
You can incrementally see some kind of a improvement in terms of raw material consumptions, or in terms of say power consumption. We have the cheapest power because we are on coal, and coal is still at present the cheapest power that is there. We also have our all utilities which are in-house developed, like water, like air, oxygen we make ourselves. So all those utilities we are also making ourselves. I think there is very little that we have in terms of savings on in terms of power also.
Okay. Sir, my question was more from a mass balancing standpoint, given we also buy VCM from outside and the other line that we have is EDC plane. Any thought process on change in mass balancing over here, which can actually optimize our cost structure?
I think PVC, VCM to PVC conversion, whether it is in-house VCM or imported VCM or the outside VCM, that conversion cost will remain same. Okay. Now, the question is, how much is the balance between in-house VCM and the external VCM? Naturally, the in-house VCM will be cheaper than the bought-out VCM. So, in the make and buy, if the composition changes from make to buy, the margins will definitely be lower.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you so much, sir, for detailed answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was on PVC industry, how it would have grown or say degrown in FY22?
I won't be able to give you the exact numbers, but PVC industry was growing somewhere around 7 to 8% earlier. Normally, it grows around 1.3 times the GDP, but it has not reflected that much during the pandemic. Like right. The GDP has grown better in FY22, say around 8 to 9%. To that extent, it has not grown in line with GDP. It is less than 10%. So there is a growth, but it is not there. I think if you really look at it, more or less, we are pre-pandemic level on PVC.
Got it. But on an annualized basis, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Sir, and what would be the current landing prices of imported resin for, say, July delivery today?
At present, Formosa yesterday has given 1410. That is Formosa.
Okay, so maybe more 5-6% reduction can happen on PVC prices looking at the current.
It all depends upon how people will see the demand in their domestic markets or in the China. China is a major consumer. China under lockdown, and they have surplus PVC available, either from the Italian route or from the carbide route. Carbide route is still working, and they are looking at the outside market. So they are exporting at wherever possible. India being the major market, they are dumping it. Now, when the other suppliers, other countries are reducing their prices, there is possibility China also reduces their price further.
Right, right. So, sir, now post this ADD removal from China, what is the share of Chinese imports currently versus, say, last 2-3 years average? How it has moved?
I don't have the numbers to give you. Because earlier there was ADD also, and their domestic market was good. So these changes have happened now. So I have no numbers to give you.
Got it. And obviously, sir, lastly, what kind of inventory losses we expect in Q1 now because of sharp decline in PVC prices?
No, I couldn't get your question.
What kind of inventory losses we can expect in Q1 because of this sharp decline in PVC prices currently?
I think we don't have internal PVC so much that that there will be a major inventory loss to happen.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from AMSEC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Sir, while we are focused on the building material side on the piping, what kind of SKU addition we've seen in the last 2 years and how do we see things going for the next 2-3 years?
Major addition happens in fittings. So in last 2 years, we have possibly added about 100-150 SKUs in CPVC and other bits.
Right. Okay. And going ahead, the same will be the 150-200 kind of SKU addition.
That depends on the business potential, but obviously we'll keep on adding here.
Right. And on Finolex Plasher, can you give me the yearly numbers on profitability?
So for the full year, the company incurred a loss of 3.9 crores.
Right. And one small clarification while you mentioned breakup of 57-43. This was for full year revenue for Agri Non-Agri?
Yes, full year. Yes, true.
Full on the value side, right?
In value terms, it was 59.41 this year.
Okay, and which was 63.37 for previous year?
In FY21, true.
Thank you. Thank you for clarification. That's it for me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have two follow-up questions. First is, inventory losses in Q4, did you book anything?
The prices keep on changing. So obviously, inventory losses will be booked when the net realizable value is less than the cost. That doesn't happen. Right. So we don't need to book anything.
Mm-hmm. And sir, generally, how does this happen? This is only on the holding inventory of resins or even on the finished goods at the end of the quarter where you have to book gain or losses?
Obviously, whatever inventory we hold, whether in raw material form or in the finished form, the change in prices does impact the bottom line.
Okay. So whatever the change in the prices, accordingly you book a gain and loss on both the resins.
Don't need to book anything. See, when the selling price drops, like what it has happened yesterday, so obviously the realization will be lower by 10 rupees and whatever inventory we are carrying. So the bottom line will get hit temporarily until the price is correct to that extent.
Yes. Okay. And on the CPVC, just wanted to get your sense. There are a few companies bringing in a good amount of CPVC capacities this year and over the next 2 years. How will that change the CPVC landscape in India? Would there be more volume like for companies like you, Finolex, looking to expand its CPVC portfolios and overall?
See, if you look at few years earlier, the CPVC volumes were growing very fast. Now that pace has slowed down, but yes, that business will continue to grow, but not at the pace at which it was growing earlier.
Mm-hmm. No, but was it also a function of that there were few, global suppliers and most of them was tied up with the, companies who were having large portfolio of CPVC?
No. This supply side constraint has come since last 1 year because of many issues, including some issues in U.S. The CPVC mm-hmm. suppliers were diverting their material to U.S. and that is why producers in domestic market were starved of raw material. And okay. that still happens, but it is not as bad as it was few quarters back.
Mm-hmm. So with massive capacities coming up in India, will it not have like companies like you and many others start pushing in more volumes of CPVC, which
of course,
because it
of
is
course,
perceived as a better product, high yes, value product?
Of course, but that capacity addition will take time. It's not going to happen.
I'm not asking for immediately FY23. I believe that there are a few capacities coming up in FY23 and FY24.
True. In fact, India happens to be the largest market for CPVC consumption.
Yes. Correct. And most of it is imported resins.
Yes.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So just a clarification, can you help me with the CPVC price trends and what is the price difference currently between PVC and CPVC?
You know, both prices keep on changing. PVC prices are more volatile. So as in the past few quarters when the PVC prices shot up very sharply, CPVC prices to some extent did not move. But then they started also rising because all CPVC producers had to pass on. So then the gap which was there narrowed down. But then now it is back to normal because CPVC prices also have risen in last few quarters.
Understood. And sir, with changing of our user industry mix towards the non-agri base, can you share that in non-agri, what will be a regional mix for, say, south and west and north is something?
Sorry?
Can you share the split or geographic split of our non-agri
no,
base specifically?
No, I don't have that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ruchita Maheshwari from BOB Caps. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I actually missed this PVC delta spread for Q4 FY22 and FY22. Can you please repeat the same?
You mean PVC EDC delta?
Yeah, PVC EDC delta price for Q4 FY22 and for full year FY22.
So for Q4 it was $727.
Okay.
And for full year
it was 785.
Sorry?
For full year it was 785.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah for closing comments.
Thank you, Ritesh. I'll request Vami sir or Mattap to actually have some concluding remarks for the call. And thank you so much for having us to host you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ritesh.
from me, the concluding remarks, I think I would request Vabiji to give, but in the meantime, I will say goodbye to all of you. I think I enjoyed talking to you guys in the last few years that I attended this investor call, and I enjoyed talking to you. I hope that you will continue to support Finolex in future the same way that you are doing it, and best of luck to all of you. I think I will give Mr. Wabi to conclude for the present investor call. Over to Wabi ji.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you much, sir. Thank you, everybody. We will continue to interact. We will miss much, sir, but I'm sure he'll be available to us for any guidance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.